This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
You know what? There's going to come a time for those who will exercise in this chastening that you're going to have a harvest and you're going to be able to see the result of the exercise or the training that comes from this chastening.
Look no further for encouragement to walk in the grace of God. The Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app provides rewarding content that is sure to nourish your mind and soul. Treat yourself to enriching messages from Pastor Dollar on grace and walking in the likeness of Christ. Download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app to stream messages of hope, grace, and understanding when you need them most.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Now the answers to this question, the unrighteous, why do the righteous suffer? Why do the righteous have to go through stuff? Why do the righteous have to be afflicted? Y'all do know that, right? No, I don't believe the righteous have to suffer. Boy, read the Bible. They that live godly shall suffer what? How many of y'all trying to live godly? All right, you're going to go through some stuff. You're going to meet some stuff. I just get so freaked out when I meet Christians who are playing like they ain't never went through nothing. Hey, man, how you doing? Perfect, flawless, all is well. Is all well all the time? Oh, yes, amen. What? No. You lying. You're lying because God is going to use these afflictions and the things we have to go through and the persecutions and people talking about you and losing your job and not having enough money to pay your rent, all your money spent, a little bit to buy some food, baby need a pair of shoes. Look, you got a light bill due. You even got a gas bill too. Telephone disconnect. Wait till your next paycheck. Paycheck bounce on you. What are you gonna do? We have issues. It's called life. No one's exempt from it. So what does he plan on doing with all of these things, persecutions and stuff that comes our way? And so this answers the question, why do righteous suffer? The unrighteous, all who have not accepted righteousness of God, all who are not born again, they are not in the sight of God gold to be chastened. There's no chastisement for people who have not been born again. It's for those who are sons. It's not for those who have not been born again. Okay? There is no spiritual life to free from impurities of this world. There is no spiritual life to free from the impurities. A guy who's not born again, he ain't got no spiritual life. So we're not... He already bound to hell, so there is no need to try to do any getting rid of impurities of self-dependence, because that's how he live. This is my life. I'm going to do what I want to do with it. Ephesians 2, verse 1 says something. Look at that. I want to show you this real quick. I mean, those people are already dead in trespasses and sin. There's no spiritual life to free somebody from some impurities. Verse 1 says, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. There are people that are dead in trespasses and sin. So while the unrighteous do not suffer by chastening, there awaits the judgment and the fiery indignation which shall devour them who fail to make Jesus Lord of their life. People don't go to hell because of their behavior. They go to hell because they reject Jesus. Hebrews chapter 10, 27. Let me show you that real quick. Hebrews chapter 10, 27. Is everybody on the bus still? Amen. I know I'm overemphasizing this, but you'll see why. We got to get this foundation down. Verse 27 says, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. And so, yeah, unless the unsaved receive Jesus as a Lord and personal Savior, they will be devoured. They're going to hell. There's none of this stuff of, well, you know, everybody's going to heaven. Only those who accept the sin offering, only those who accept the peace offering, only those who accept the ransom that was paid for us, and that's Jesus. You don't go, somebody says, well, you're going to hell because of bad behavior. Everybody got some. That's why you need the grace of God to help you through the bad behavior. The behavior will get better, but you're going to heaven because you accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior of your life. That's why you go to heaven. And for a long time, we were part of churches that said, you know, if you keep doing that, you're going to hell. No, I believe in Jesus, and I believe Jesus is going to help me stop doing this. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And so, you know the distinction. I just want to make sure you hadn't forgotten it. Amen. Now, what then are the impurities to be removed by chastening? Specifically, what are the impurities to be removed by chastening? I kind of already told you, but as the purpose of the discipline that comes by grace, that discipline by grace is to produce godly living. And this was seen all throughout the New Testament as complete dependence upon God. Complete dependence upon God. So, it is the life of a believer that is not dependent upon God. That's called impurity. It's that life that does not depend upon God, that life that does not trust God. That's the impurity that needs to be removed by chastening, the life that doesn't depend upon God. Now this is how I understand this. It's like, okay, we live our lives and we have come to the point where it's like, okay, God, I'm not dependent on you, I'm trusting me. I'm trusting me more than I trust you. I'm trusting me to do this, and I'm trusting me to get that done. I'm trusting me, and there's no dependent on God. The most important thing that I have learned in this walk of grace is to make my declaration of dependence upon God every day. I do not want to go to heaven, walk up to the gate, and show God all the things that I have been able to do in my own power and my own self-effort. I want to walk up to the gate and say, totally depend on you. Me being here is totally you, Lord. And I don't want to go to heaven thinking I'm this dude, man. I don't want to go to heaven thinking I'm this guy that gets up there and I am most holy on my own. I am most anointed on my own. And I'm going to tell God about all the things I did. God help us. God help us. And my prayer is, Lord, help me not to deceive myself. I depend on you. I depend on you to wake me up in the morning. I depend on you for my health, my strength. I depend on you for my promotion. When there's some people right now who don't think that it is any need for them to even ask God to bless a thing. They get an idea which came from God. All things come of thee, O God, and of thy own have we given thee. And we don't even feel like it's necessary to get God to bless it. Because now we're smart. We have a degree. We know people. We got money. What is all that going to do? It's going to try to distract you from your dependence on him. I trust God. I trust God, and I need to let him know I trust him. I don't want to start nothing without starting depending on him. I need him. How'd you do this? Well, you know, I had the five ways of doing that. You know, I did that. Now you got to work real hard to do. No, not me. What did you say this morning? Not by might, not by your power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I depend on God. What's happening right now? I don't want the church to grow because of my intellect. I don't want things to happen and they give me a community service award because of my work. Whatever is done through the life of Creflo Dollar and the World Changers, we got to look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our strength and our help and our dependence comes from him. But you have to really open your eyes to see how bad off this is right now. Listen to people's testimony. Jesus is not getting the credit no more. And that is an impurity that cannot exist in heaven. Because God has already seen that movie, and he knows how it ends. You remember the one called Lucifer? And that impurity is something that he's going to burn off. So it follows that all in the life of a believer that is not in dependence upon him is an impurity. Every self-centered thing is included. All dependence upon self, all self-will, all satisfaction of selfish desire, all glory for self. Wow. That causes you to examine yourself. I hope so. It caused me to examine myself. I'm thinking like, dude, before I get up and think I'm just like, oh, I am just, look at me, God, I'm awesome. I minister to the poor. I build houses. I pray for those who need prayer. Yes, I speak in tongues. I do all. And then you'll squeeze in a little quick to the glory of God. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, dude, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to say anything, but I don't want you to get to heaven and suffer loss and then look back at me like, dude, why didn't you even tell us? Many humanly admirable things, together with all worldly lust and all immorality, require the chastening work of God. The chastening work of God burns off self-dependence. And at times, the chastening work of the Lord is a preventive work. Sometimes God releases something to stop you from doing something. Somebody say, how'd that work? Well, Paul knows about it. Paul experienced that this kind of chastening. And 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and 7, look at this. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and 7. Yeah. Check this out. And he says, unless I should be exalted above measure, this is Paul, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the message of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. So this provision of God's grace was a means to hold in subjection the tendency of the flesh to boast. God allowed this to happen to deal with the tendency of the flesh to want to boast. Can you imagine the Apostle Paul getting this groundbreaking revelation of grace, more revelation than any man ever got? And he was a former Pharisee, by the way. How tempted he would be to really get arrogant and boastful and eventually say, look at the revelation, look at my revelation. And I saw this. Whew. The grace of God loves Paul. Jesus loves Paul so much that a provision of God's grace wrapped up in a thorn to prevent that from happening, because men had to see this was a revelation from God Almighty. And Paul was just an instrument where God could flow his love through one man and deliver men from the law into this New Testament of grace. That's how important it was that he was not in the way. They had to see God, not Paul. We love picking out our heroes and forgetting that you already have one. I'm good, bruh. I don't want nobody admiring me like that. I'm lightning. I'm good, bruh. I'm good being a slave to Christ. I'm good. I do not want to be going to heaven and God say, you suffer loss because you up here in your self-dependence. No, 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 Lord. No, 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 Lord. I mean, when I get to the gate, I ain't got no list about what I did. They ask me, why should we let you in? I'm going to say, because of God's grace, I am what I am. I am not who I am because of anything about me. I depend on God, and I depend on God to unlock that gate and let me in. No other help I know. If I withdraw myself from thee, I don't even know where to go. That kind of dependence. And you know what the church has done? Most of them have declared a declaration of independence from God. God helps those who help themselves. The Bible says that he'll help those who help themselves. And I thought it was scripture until I went to looking for it one day. And you know what I discovered? God never said that. God didn't say he helps those who help themselves. You know what he's saying? He said, I help those who need help.
Amen.
That's just an excuse we use to go at it without God. Well, if you take one step, he'll do the rest. So you mean to tell me all of God's stepping is going to be based on my one step? So God's power is limited to my one step. Honey, I have had things that happen in my life when I couldn't take a step, hallelujah, but he started taking a step and start carrying me every time he stepped, hallelujah. That's the kind of God I serve, a God that'll pick me up, hallelujah, and I can depend on him to step when I can't step. I apologize. I'm not trying to, like, scream on purpose like this because it's really hurt my voice, but He is so awesome. I mean, what a God. Oh, he's doing all this stuff. He loves me, and I need him, and I don't want to be without him. That's why you'll never hear me say, thank you, Lord, for bringing that back. You'll never hear me say, if you don't have enough faith, don't come down here. You know, we're having a prayer or something. I'll tell you one thing, you got to have faith. If you don't have enough faith, don't come down here. Well, now what if you got a whole bunch of folks who, well, I ain't got no faith, but I sure am in pain. Here's what I believe. Honey, if you ain't got no faith, come on down here. We'll believe God will get you some on your way on down here. Come on. I depend on him to give you whatever you need on the way down here. Hallelujah. We done got a little bit too high strung in church. Everybody think they know it. I just believe what I preach. God will fix it all when I get there. Glory to God. I might not have it all like you perfect preachers do. I just preach what I believe, and I preach what I see in my life, and look at what God has done here. And it might not be 100% flawless, but it'll get you there, I guarantee you. It'll get you there. And he might have to take half my book and just tear it out and leave me with a paragraph and say, baby, this is what you got right. That's all right with me, because I'm not there because of the whole book he tore out. I'm there because I totally depend on him. Hallelujah. And you take a breath, all that hollering again. My God. All right. So, the one purpose of this purifying work of the Father is that we might be partakers of His holiness. Go to 1 Thessalonians 4:7. And this is about to get really radical. 1 Thessalonians 4:7. He says, for God has not called us unto uncleanness, but He's called us unto what? Holiness. Not to uncleanness, but holiness. So that's number one. Number two, the second purpose is that it might yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness. So righteousness is the root, but the fruit of righteousness is the results. And so he's talking about chastening us so we can see the fruit of righteousness, which is results. How many of y'all ready to see some results in your life? Amen. Partakers of his holiness, and so we can see some fruit of righteousness. So, the peaceable fruit of righteousness is said to be unto them which are exercised. Go back to Hebrews 12:11. But let me read this in the NLT. Hebrews 12:11 in NLT. So the peaceable fruit of righteousness is said to be unto them which are exercised by the chastening. Exercised by the chastening that exercises us. He says this in verse 11, no discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. How many of you ever went back in the exercise room? You ain't been there in 2 years, and you're back in that exercise room. And you used to could do 100 push-ups. You can't do but a half of one. That is not enjoyable while it's happening. It's painful. And you go there and you get sore, and then you start lifting weights up and you're more sore, and you think, is the soreness ever going to stop? It's painful, but afterwards there will be a peaceable harvest. Here it'll be a peaceable harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way, for those who are exercised in this chastening. There's a training that God has taken us through so we can enjoy the results of that training. And whatever it is you might have been addicted to, drugs, sex, whatever it is, God loves you. He says, so I'm gonna start exercising you. I'm gonna start training you. And it's not gonna be enjoyable for a moment. You're gonna have to say no to this and no, and Lord, help me here. And you might find yourself praying past 1 hour. But he says, you know what? There's gonna come a time for those who will exercise in this chastening that you're gonna have a harvest, and you're gonna be able to see the result of the exercise or the training that comes from this chastening. You gotta let God train you, because here's gonna be the key to this training. Yielding. Somebody say yielding. The clay must yield to the potter's exercise if it is to become a vessel of beauty. The gold must yield to the exercise of the fire if it is to become pure. The drops of water must yield to the exercise of the sun's rays and the cool of the night to be transformed into the dewdrop. Yield is the key word in each of these cases.
Do you ever wonder if God is punishing you? In his two-message series, The Discipline of Grace, Creflo Dollar uncovers the truth about how God actually corrects and guides his children. Both messages can be yours today for a love gift of just $15 or more for CDs, or $25 or more for DVDs. Visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org and click eStore, scan the QR code, or call the number on your screen to get yours now.
Mentality 2023, Creflo Dollar Ministries annual revival of manhood is back, and it's time to release the weight of manhood. We'll cover issues that weigh on men from all walks of life: the trap of emotions, self-preservation, the false balance of success, and more. Text MENTALITY to 51555. Scan the QR code on your screen or visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org. Register now.
Creflo Dollar Global Missions has fed, clothed, housed, and shared the gospel of grace with people on practically every continent. I want to take a moment to encourage you to visit our website and catch up on all the missions work we're doing around the world. You may never visit these places or witness the poverty and levels of human suffering firsthand, but your support, prayers, and selfless giving equipped us to go and to change lives for the better. Thank you for caring enough to proactively take steps to stop misfortune in the lives of others. And thank you.
If you want to support our global missions outreach endeavors, consider becoming a partner today by calling in or by visiting us online and signing up. Thank you for partnering with us today.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages.
I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care what the mortgage person says. Have faith in God. If you can see the invisible, He can do the impossible.
With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace.
When you think about what could have happened to me, what should have happened to me, and now look at what's available to me, that's enough for me to tear something up right now all by itself. I got to give Him the glory. He saved us.
The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.